This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Backed by a huge following, it's Dr. Chukwuka Enwamika, who is the Dean of the College of Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Doctor, you were with us last week, and I'm telling you what, everybody wanted you back. Your stuff was so good, talking about light therapy, phototherapy. Welcome back again.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. And this week, well, let's just recap a little bit. Last week, you actually gave some nuggets of information for those of you that are just catching our episode number two with Dr. Enwamika. Go back and listen, because Dr. Enwamika was talking about blue light used in phototherapy, which is relatively new, and how that's being used to expand physical therapist practices when they're looking at maybe dealing with skin diseases. Anything you want to add to that before we head on to our next topic?
I think we covered that fairly well.
I do too. I do too. And good feedback on that as well. So one of the things you were telling me then, and we wanted to cover in this week's episode, is the information that you have been able to glean from what you called with a statistical meta-analysis. Now, did you actually do that, or you've been involved with that?
Yeah, we actually did the study, and in fact, we did it in two phases. In the first phase, we took all the published papers concerning the effect of laser phototherapy on tissue repair and pain control or pain relief, and subjected all of them to statistical meta-analysis. And these were papers published between 1970 and 2000.
So all of them?
All of them.
You looked at everything?
We could find, yes. We were limited to the English literature, I should say.
Okay.
And we published those papers, two papers in 2004. And what we showed was that if you took all those papers and subjected them to statistical meta-analysis, you would find a strong treatment effect insofar as tissue repair is concerned, and a moderate treatment effect as far as pain relief is concerned. Now, I think it is important to explain to your listeners what we mean by statistical meta-analysis.
Yeah.
Statistical meta-analysis is a very powerful statistical tool that you can use to determine the true effect of treatment in a particular area of endeavor. So you could take all the papers published, let's say, on pain relief concerning involving the use of laser phototherapy, and you could then take all the positive results and negative results, put all of them together. And what this does is, regardless of what the researcher reports, positive or negative, meta-analysis allows you to determine the true effect of treatment, regardless of what the authors reported. So you could find papers in which the authors found a huge positive effect of treatment, and the meta-analysis will show that there was indeed no positive effect of treatment. And you could find papers in which the authors reported no effect of treatment, but in which the statistical meta-analysis will show a significant positive effect of treatment.
So, and that's within a specific study, or taking all of the studies and putting them together?
You put all studies together,
yeah,
regardless of what the outcome is that has been reported by the authors.
So
you can imagine we had hundreds and hundreds of papers
that
we subjected to this analysis. And like I said, we showed a very strong positive effect insofar as tissue repair is concerned, both in humans and in animal models. And we also showed a moderate treatment effect as far as pain relief is concerned in patients. And then we repeated this same study almost 10 years later. In fact, the first paper just got published earlier this year.
So you're saying the first one was in 04, correct?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I think I'm confusing people here. But We published our first tissue repair paper in 2004 and our first pain relief paper in 2004 involving meta-analysis.
Okay.
We then repeated, then took papers published since 2000, between 2000 and 2007.
Uh-huh.
In other words, more recent papers. And
yeah.
Again, subjected them to the same type of analysis. In this second phase was completed a little over a year ago, and the first paper from this second phase just came out this year. The second paper has been accepted for publication and should be out before the end of the year. And again, in these two papers, we show that with statistical meta-analysis, that laser phototherapy has a strong positive effect on tissue repair, and also has, again, a moderate positive effect on pain relief, just as we did before.
Mm-hmm.
And in this analysis, you really calculate actual numbers known as, in statistics, as Cohen's D statistics.
Okay.
In Cohen's D statistic, if you have an effect that is about 0.6 to 0.8, 0.7, 0.9, up to 1, that's known as a very strong positive effect.
Hmm.
If you have an effect that is in the range of 0.5, 0.6, 0.4, that's considered moderate effect. And I'm just giving you rough estimates here.
Right.
If it is 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, that's considered low significant effect.
So
anything below that, if it is negative, it means the effect is negative. If
okay.
your number is positive, it means the effect is positive.
So let's put this then in the practical world for our listeners.
Yes.
The positive effects that you found with tissue repair. First of all, I guess the question I have is: are the insurance companies paying any attention? Because my listeners are all, you know, governed by reimbursements, and right now they're very poor on light therapy. And can you give us some instances of how tissue repair, they might see that in the patients that they're seeing on a regular basis?
Yeah, I think they are beginning to pay attention to some of these reports.
They being the insurance company?
To give you, yes, not just the insurance companies, but let me give you an example. When we finished the first set of studies in 1999, in 2000, that same year we presented a paper at the national meeting of the North American Association for Laser Therapy.
Okay, NALT, yeah.
Uh-huh. NALT.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that meeting was held at the FDA headquarters in Rockville, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in 2002, the first laser phototherapy device was then approved by the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed by another approval a few months later. Now, I'm inclined to believe that in approving these devices, I think they've paid attention to some of these results.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance companies are usually slow to catch on. I believe that over time, these reports will become popular and become well known to them, and then they would then respond appropriately.
Yeah. And so now what kind of things, what would physical therapists see in their clinic where tissue repair would be valuable?
And this would be cases involving ulcers and wounds, and particularly those that are not responding to conventional therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We just published a paper last year in 2009, showing that patients with diabetic ulcer that were not responding to any other known therapy, and these are basically hopeless cases of diabetic ulcers, that would have proceeded on to amputation, responded to laser phototherapy, in fact, healed fully in most cases within 90 days of treatment. And these were patients that have had their ulcers for the most part from 4 months, 5 months, and some for as long as 40 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the ulcers were not responding to any other form of treatment. And this paper was published in Lasers in Medicine and Surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Lizards in Surgery and Medicine.
Yeah.
Journal. And again, by the time you know people begin to see this and realize the benefit of laser phototherapy,
yeah.
I'm inclined to believe that they will respond positively and you know and realize that this is a form of treatment that if they do not use for the patient of course will proceed to amputation and develop all sorts of complications as a result of the non-responsive ulcers.
So you believe it's in the best interest of the payers, the third-party payers out there, to pay attention to laser? I mean, do you see that things might get better for our listeners out there who own laser equipment and that they might expect to see reimbursements go the other direction instead of falling?
I think so, because the weight of the evidence that we have today is quite high and is getting stronger and stronger. And I think maybe it is important for me to point out that some 20 years ago, we didn't have the type of data we have today.
Mm-hmm.
And even 10 years ago, we didn't have as strong data as we have today. We have data that is very, very strong. And we have people, you know, very high-level researchers involved in actually exploring the effects of light on different conditions.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, you're giving us good news because my assumption was once reimbursement on a modality like laser starts to go down, it's hard to get it to turn around and go back the other way.
That's usually the case, but, you know, as research begins to come out to show that it has effect, I mean, the point is this. It's often very hard to deny patients something that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard. I know a lot of clinicians that do not rely on insurance company reimbursement to use the laser. They simply say to the patient, look, I'm going to use this device. Your insurance company is likely not going to pay for it, but I'm going to use it on you, and you pay cash.
Because
if
it works.
Because it works.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, you don't pay anything.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've seen cases like this. And typically, you know, it's something that the patient has had for years that wasn't responding to conventional therapy, all of a sudden begins to respond.
Yeah.
I mean, the patient is often happy to pay.
Yep.
And to pay out of pocket.
Yep.
And I get emails all the time, patients complaining that why is this not well known? Why aren't the insurance companies reimbursing for this?
Yeah.
You know, why is it that most therapists don't even know about this form of treatment?
Yeah,
you know, I get emails and phone calls like that.
Yeah, well, sadly, we are out of time. We've got to run, but you know, it is so encouraging to hear, and obviously, proper training and you know, there is probably successful clinicians using laser and unsuccessful, and it's all about how they're using it. Same device, I'm assuming. Would that be true?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. Now, can you send our listeners, just in the few, just short bit of time we have left, is there a resource, is there a reference, is there some place clinicians should go or subscribe to or be a part of if they want to know more about light therapy?
Yes. I think one of the most significant sources of information is the website for the World Association for Laser Therapy, WALT, WALT.
Okay.
And I think their website is www.walt, that's WALT,
yep.
.nu, new.
Okay.
Okay, and then another website would be www.nalt, N-A-A-L-T,
uh-huh.
.org.
Okay.
And that's NALT stands for the North American Association for Laser Therapy.
Okay.
And, of course, there are some other commercial websites that I'm not inclined to mention here. I'm sure a Google search will
reveal
some of those other sources. But these are non-profit organizations that, you know, consist of the membership people who are actively involved in the research, education, and clinical practice of laser phototherapy.
Okay. All right. You've been listening to Dr. Chukwuka Enwemeka. He is a licensed physical therapist, but more importantly, he is now the dean of the College of Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Doctor, thank you for joining us on PT Talker today.
You're welcome.
And we certainly want to encourage all of you to send us your questions. If you have any thoughts or comments, feel free to send me an email at feedback@pttalker.com. If you have anything specific for Dr. Nwamika, we'll be happy to forward that on to him as well. And this has been delightful. I hope you found the information to be helpful. Hopefully this is something you'll be able to consider as maybe a new modality in your practice. And want to remind you that if you are looking for previous episodes of PT Talker, you can find them on our website at pttalker.com or go to iTunes, subscribe, and you'll get our podcast each and every week. So this is Jeff Worrell bringing you another expert in the world of physical therapy. Thanks so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.